Hey, all of you liberals that are watching this show, and many of you do, which I don't get. You should just change the channel, right? Because you don't like me. You don't like what I stand for, but I don't like what you stand for. So, hey, you know what? Basically, I'm kind of a nice guy. I know you guys, you liberal guys, you think I'm a really nasty guy, but you got to stand back and say, why is he calling us all of these things and these names, and why does he say what he says? Because maybe you're that. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're way over there, you know. What are you doing that encourages nastyism? Could be something. Just say in Canada, you have a new guy, Aaron O'Toole now. He won the leadership of the Conservative Party in Canada, and he won it on points. The point system, I watched the show, and I'm not that bright, and I get it. But boy, was I ever confused watching it. All of these points going back and forth. I think they were trying to have an equal kind of thing going on with regards to all the provinces. But when it came to Ontario, it said like 16,000 points or whatever it was compared to 300 in this province. Or again, those numbers I don't recall, but they were kind of overwhelmingly obvious, right? That again, Ontario and possibly Quebec to a lesser extent elected the person, the new person to run the country. And I don't know, it was just confusing. But yet, if you kind of drill down, the whole system is confusing. Pierre Trudeau, he destroyed the country. He brought in the Constitution. And there's so many things in that Constitution that just people don't understand, people don't even know, because people, good people, right people, conservative people, Canadian people, for the most part, want to have a system that reflects fairness for all, which, of course, is a right-wing system. But Trudeau, the first, put in a system, his own political system, that doesn't allow that to happen. You can't change anything. Up until recently, I've always scolded the Harper government for not bringing in term limits because, hey, otherwise we'll be stuck with goofy people forever. And I was just recently informed, kind of surprised by this, shocked maybe, that they went to court, to the Supreme Court, to try to have term limits. And the Supreme Court says you can't do that because Trudeau said you can't. And so likewise with other things like the Senate. They wanted to reform the Senate. Oh, Trudeau won, said you can't. So the country's kind of messed up. The system is there. So when you elect a new leader like Aaron O'Toole, and if in fact he becomes prime minister, best thing you can hope for, of course, is that he doesn't steal too much from you. I don't think in Aaron's case he'll steal anything, but the Trudeaus of the world, Trudeau too, they steal all the time. You know, they just do bad things. Do they really steal? Well, that's defamatory. Well, you know what? He's always taking something that doesn't belong to him and he's giving it to somebody else. You pick your own verbiage. What is that? Oh boy. And then you have a Liberal MP in Canada who said this to Aaron O'Toole. Her name is Pam Damoff. She's out of Oakville, Ontario. And she says, you got to do the right thing, Mr. O'Toole. You got to remove Derek Solon from the party. You got to remove him. You got to fire him. You got to kick him out, get rid of him. Why? Because I think the vast majority of all Canadians will agree that they do not reflect the values of Canadians. They don't reflect. I guess they're talking about Derek Solon. I'm just quoting her verbiage here. And then she goes on to kind of give a little more detail. And she says, you know, we don't like what Derek Solon said when he was running for the leadership. And regarding the chief public health officer of Canada, does she work for Canada or China? Derek said, what's wrong with that statement? I asked the same thing. She's a citizen of both countries, is my understanding. So if you have two wives, which one do you like better? Which one do you work for? Come on, that's not a bad question. The second one is on comparing women's rights to control their own bodies to slavery. He doesn't agree with abortion. She does. Okay. And then she goes on to say on putting an end to practice of conversion therapy. Well, you know what his opinion is that if a little child, 3 years old, starts to bark like a dog, you don't run to the store and buy dog food. You do a conversion thing. You say, hey, little boy, you're a boy. You're not a dog. Okay. And so she says, if O'Toole fails to remove Solon from caucus, he will be a racist. He will be a bigot. You know, these people walk among us in the socialist world. And she's there in that socialist world. They think that progressive government only has free speech. If you speak in ways that reflect the values or amplify the political values that she holds, okay? If you happen to be on the other side, then speaking freely is a very bad thing. Your opinion must be the same as a liberal's. Then, of course, it is a free society. It's come to this, really. It is them or it's us. I mean, a girl like that, this Pam woman, girl, whatever, talking like she does, she's a nut. But she gets away with it. It has come to this. She's a commie. She's a bad, bad person. You can't think or talk unless you agree with me. Wow. It's supposed to be a free society, but Trudeau, one, kind of screwed that up with all of the stuff that he's got, because whatever you do, Quebec has to say, I approve. I think it's two-thirds of all the provinces. It's a big number. And Quebec has veto powers, and they didn't even sign the Constitution, I don't think. So Canada needs a leader who, a lawmaker who will break the law. Sounds kind of bad, I get it. But it has come to this again. Everything's coming to this. He needs to stand up and say, these laws are dumb. We're not going to do this anymore. We're going to have freedom for our people in our country. Bah! The Conservatives, during the last election, spent almost $30 million. The Liberals spent close to the same. And Max Bernier spent, I think, considerably less, because he had considerably less. But now he has a salary of $104,000 from his party. And the NDP person says, the leader of that party, and again, that NDP is code for commie, right? I mean, they're just a Liberal in a hurry. He says, I didn't get a salary. Well, if you got paid what you're worth, of course you didn't. You can have a raise. We're going to double your salary. Two times nothing is nothing. What's that got to do with anything? Nothing. The People's Party said, we had 23,000 contributors in 2019. I'm going to take a salary. Now, $104,000. Is that a big number? I guess. Kind of, sort of, maybe. But in Canada, I think the mailman makes that much. This guy is trying to build a party. Is it a bad thing? I don't think so. Then you've got the Canadian government that is still being themselves. And now you have other people who are kind of extensions of that. You have 125, maybe more, outlets or media outlets that are owned by Post Media, right? That's the brand. Over 17 million monthly unique visitors go to their digital platform alone. So they're a powerhouse in the media work in Canada. And now they're saying, hey, we're going to give grants to people. We've got COVID. Businesses are doing that well. So we're going to give grants of $500 to $15,000 per month, per client. And this money is available if you do this, this, and this. So think about that. That's like you borrow money from me, and then you take the money and you lend it to Frank, and then Frank takes it, lends it to Sally. I'm standing back here saying, what happened? I don't like this very much. I mean, maybe Sally should have come to me directly, because the government, the taxpayer, pay these people. Post Media is already on welfare, and now they're turning around and giving it to somebody else, and they're a hero. It's a grant. What a grant they should get is a... I don't think that's very nice. Now, Capital Pride. All these pride parades, this particular one is called Capital. It's in Ottawa. That's a fit. And all of their celebrations were online. And so many other gay pride things are online. So I guess the Prime Minister of Canada now, he'll never leave his house. He used to fly over the country and go to parades. I mean, he doesn't have anything else to do. Obviously, his position should be erased, right? I mean, how long does it take to rob people from their, take all their money? Anyway, you can do that online these days. Now he'll stay home and watch all the parades. Son of a gun. Lastly, Right Edition. That's us. We have a podcast. Listen up when you're driving. Search for Right Edition. It's on many different platforms. And if you search the viewing thing, Rush Limbaugh is the biggest in America. It gets about 10 million views a day. We've been doing this for about 2 years. And on some platforms, we're second behind Rush Limbaugh. And several others were third, and some were fourth. But a lot of people in the United States of America listen to this stuff when they're driving to and home from work, and you all can do the same thing. Search it, listen to it, come back here tomorrow. We're gonna have more for you from the right. See ya.